You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
He's going through some radiation therapy for illness that he has, and it may be very severe that he may not be able to come.
他已经轻生医院好几次了，现在他怎么样管他连最基本的生活需要，他都很辛苦的在那里应付的。
He's going in and out of the hospital, and a lot of medical reasons, and is making daily living quite difficult.
刚去年从中国回来，然后连续几次手术，痛成那个样子。因此，我们平常拥有的，我们不太感恩的。
And when he came back from China and he was in severe pain, the last time we saw him, and when we do see him, we don't really know how to give thanks for his presence.
就是我们在这儿拿一个年轻的小朋友，你会不会在里面很自由的、很舒服的上手和大号出来说 praise the Lord？
We praise God for the fact that when you go to the bathroom, you're going in at ease.
我们不会想到的。
Very naturally, we went to the bathroom and went back out. It's very natural, nothing spectacular about it. But our elderly brother and even the illness that I had in the earlier part of this year, when we think about going to number two, and I dread.
当我们活在家里面这么自由安稳的家，我们以为理所当然了。我们可能嫌爸爸妈妈太高，太管我们。或者是这个爸爸妈妈嫌孩子太麻烦了。 等到有一天孩子们出去了，或者等到有一天我们父母突然一下子不见了。Until
one day the kids are grown up and they're gone, all of a sudden mom and dad are no longer around.
哎，我们才晓得原来我有这样子的家，实在是恩典。Then
we begin to realize, oh my goodness, it is grace to have these people around our
lives. 等到有一天我们突然被从这个聚会里面拿走到一个没有教会的地方，我们才会晓得，哎呀，原来在教会里面真应该感恩了。And
then perhaps one day, if you're taken out of assembly of God's people, and you're all alone, then you begin to thank God that I have a family that I
belong to.
This is the reason why the Lord says, give thanks for all things, and in the name of Jesus, give thanks unto God. Not only as in Romans chapter 5, we're standing on the grounds of grace. It's just like you're standing underneath the shower and the water is just drenched over you. Our position is a position of grace.
以弗所说第一章第七节那里讲到说，这个恩典是神用分外的智慧、聪明，然后充充足足的赏给我们的。
Ephesians chapter 1 says that God with all wisdom has given us this grace.
神是一个施恩的神。
And God is the one who gives.
他不仅仅把所有恩典给我们。
Now he has given us grace abundantly.
而在我们的经历里面，他是用分外的智慧、聪明，神想尽脑筋。
And a critical point of scripture that God has used all wisdom to
find
given it to us in full.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们千万不能够说，哎，主恩典，我真的不知道要说什么。We're not saying
to count the Lord's blessing. I don't know how to count it.
如果我们真认识神是一个恩典的神，If
we really know that our God is a God of grace,
我们也真知道我们整个人生的经历就是神用分智慧、聪明要把他的恩典充充足足赐给我们的。We
surely understand that all the days of our lives that God has fashioned all of these gifts according to the immense of his wisdom that he's packaged for us.
本来就应该起来感恩的。We
are rightful to rise up and give thanks to him.
我们起来读一段的圣经，路加福音17章。
Let's go to the scriptures together, Luke chapter 17. We are all very familiar with the story. Let's read it together. Verse 11 through verse 19. Let's read it together.
你不要不读，你还能够开始读圣经都是恩典。
Everybody got to read, okay? The fact that you can read out loud, that's grace.
有一天突然长了癌症，不能够读的时候被切掉了，你就晓得那个声音是多么大了。
Admit that if one day you had cancer and you lose your voice, and you begin to realize how precious it is to be able to read out loud.
你知道我这次去台湾看到我的父亲与父母，我跟师母，我心里面最难过的一件事情，就是他的听力严重的丧失。
And this time when we went back to Taiwan, I got a chance to visit my dad and
one thing that saddens my heart is that he's lost his hearing quite a bit.
你看他原来是精力旺盛哈，到处帮助别人，到处告诉别人什么那个跟电影当来往，他是一个非常非常乐意而且很喜乐跟别人相处的一个人。
He's a very outgoing person. He loves the relationship that he has, and he's very energetic.
如果现在听力助听器都不能帮助他的时候，他整个人变得这么安静。
But now he's become a very quiet person because the hearing aid can't really help.
他根本听不到，他也不知道人家在讲什么，他听到一个很沉默的，看到我们都很心疼。
And he can't hear a thing, so he's pretty much in solitude. So when I see something like that, my heart hurts.
一起来读这段圣经哈。
Everybody, let's read it out loud together.
用神给我们的 voice， 不管它 beautiful 不 beautiful， 让我们来读。
The voice that God has given us, regardless of how well it sounds, let's read it together.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着，高声说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧！”耶稣看见，就对他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。内中有一个见自己已经好了，又回来大声归荣耀与神，又匍匐在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说：“洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？”又对那人说：“起来走吧，你的信救了你。”
你有没有注意到这段的圣经不是主耶稣讲的比喻啊？
Please pay attention. This is not a parable that the Lord has spoken of.
不是因为主耶稣为了强调人缺少感恩举的例子。
It's not an example that the Lord gave because people lack the heart of thanksgiving.
这是真正发生的一个故事。
This is a real story that happened.
十个长大麻风的。
There were 10 lepers.
你知道长大麻风是非常痛苦的事情。
It's a dreadful disease.
我以前常因为记者你讲过，不仅他本身肉身非常痛苦。
When we both went through the book of Leviticus, we talked about not only the things about physical pain.
那个皮肤溃烂、腐败、臭，然后出脓。
But your skin, your flesh begins to rot away, and the smell, the stink.
所以约伯说：“我以尘土为衣。”你知道这个脓一碰到，灰尘上来就粘上去了，变成以尘土为衣。
So Job says that I clothe myself with dust, so as dust gets on these wounds.The forms of just a thick layer.
而痒到要用瓦片刮他的皮肤。
And it's so itchy to the point where he needs to scrape his own flesh.
不能出血，整个身上是寝食难安，连坐立不安了。
And you cannot be still because of the pain that is the agony that is over you.
这不过是肉身的痛苦。
This is but a physical pain.
心灵的痛苦就是他遭到周围所有人的评价。
But the emotional pain is that everyone has to deserve him.
我这两天感冒很失常，我都是跟别人打喷嚏。
I've been sick for a while.So I know that I ought to keep my distance from
him. 我现在听到我感冒就走远一点。
A lot of people, when they heard that I was sick, they keep their distance from me.
但还好我不是长大麻风，所以没有 hurt too much.
It's a good thing that I don't have leprosy, so it doesn't hurt as much.
但是大麻风的人，他们心里非常受伤。
But those who have the disease of leprosy, they're hurt emotionally.
他可能本来是大学教授。
And perhaps they're a great professor.
他可能是一个是人见人爱的一个人。
They may be someone that everyone loves.
但他一长这个人的时候，所有人警惕他。
But when he has the disease, everyone has to stay away.
家都不能留的。
He can either stay in his
house. 他被赶到城外去。
He has to be cast out of the city.
他在西边辛苦在垃圾场里面过生活的。
And he has to live among the rubbish.
只要有正常人过来，他必须要老远的喊着说：“我长了大麻风。”我是大麻风。
And as soon as he sees someone who's healthy walking close to him, he needs to cry out, "I'm a leper, I'm a leper."
让别人要知道要远离他。
So everybody would know that they need to stay away from him.
是非常痛苦的事情。
That's a very painful disease.
所以那一天他们鼓足勇气，十个人一起来见耶稣。
So that day, the 10 of them, they mustered up the courage.
他们举头，耶稣夫子，你可怜我们，医治我们。
Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
把耶稣说，你们把你的身体拿去给祭司看。
Jesus, go and present your bodies to the priest.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的信心。
This takes great faith.
你必须好了才能给祭司看。
Naturally, you're supposed to be completely cured before you go to.
耶稣没有为他们按手祷告，耶稣没有说你们好了，耶稣说你们去给祭司看。
Jesus did not lay his hand on them. Jesus did not say that you are well. Jesus simply said, "Go and show yourself to the priest."
这十个人都非常有信心，就跑去看祭司了。
All ten of them with great faith, they went and sought God to see the priest. free.
就在他们凭着信心往祭司那里去的时候，他们都得了医治。
And along the way, on their way to see the priest, because of their faith, they were all healed.
这几个人不是泛泛之辈，是非常有信心的。
So these men, they were all full of faith.
这几个人不是蒙了小恩的人，是蒙了大恩的人。
But these men, they just receive a small amount of grace, they will receive a great amount of grace.
他整个人是有一个大转变，他不需要再惭愧了。
Their lives have been turned upside down, changed. They no longer need to be ashamed.
他可以进城了。
They can walk into the city.
他不需要受苦了。
They don't no longer need to be in pain.
在他们那里欢喜为自己得到恩典，在那里快乐的时候。
As they were rejoicing for this wonderful healing that they received.
十个人里面只有一个人想到耶稣回来了。
Of the ten, only one.Remember Jesus and came back.
回来向耶稣谢谢，把荣耀归给神。
And he came back to thank Jesus and give glory to God.
我是为主耶稣在这里说了一句话，那洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢
？Jesus asked a question. When there are ten that were healed, what happened to the nine?
弟兄姊妹，我相信今天我们从属灵的角度里面，我们知道我们的大麻风一点不比这些人轻啊。
And I know for all of us, from a spiritual perspective, we know that our leprosy is no less than these ten.
我们知道罪恶带给我们的痛苦、肮脏跟被摒弃、羞愧，一点不输这些人。
We know the pain, the filth, the shame, and the sins that we possess, do not come any lesser than these ten.
耶稣医治了我们。
Jesus has healed us.
耶稣洁净了我们。
Jesus has cleansed us.
耶稣恢复了我们的信心和价值。
Jesus has restored our faith and our worth.
耶稣除去了我们的痛苦。
He has removed our pain.
而且他让我们脱离了将来永远的沉沦和审判。
And he has delivered us from an eternal condemnation.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里赞美，为了自己得到了恩典。
And when we're here praising and thanking God for the grace we receive.
恩应该是很自然从我们里面出来的。
The notion of thanksgiving should be very natural from our heart.
可是很稀奇的事情。
Amazingly.
十个人里面只有一个人回去。
Of these ten lepers, only one went back.
所以耶稣说那其他九个在哪里呢
？So Jesus naturally asked, where were the other nine?
耶稣那么遗憾的说，除了这个外族人，撒玛利亚人。
And Jesus said, except for this foreigner, a Samaritan.
再没有别人回来归荣耀给神吗
？But there are no others that would return back and give glory to God.
有什么这个遗憾今天仍然在那里
？And this tragedy, this regret that Jesus has.
我希望我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹，不管我们蒙恩多久，不管我们年纪多少
，And these all of us, regardless how long we've been saved, regardless of our age.
让我们里面学会知道是恩典。
And we need to come and learn to understand grace.
我们不光蒙恩。但是我们要知道这是恩典。
Not only have we received this blessing, we need to understand that we received it.
然后我们要学会感恩。
And we need to learn to know how to give thanks.
我很喜欢底下的那句话。
And I really like that these were words.
耶稣对那人说：“起来，走，把你的信救了你。”
And Jesus says in verse 19, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well."
因为这个得大麻风的，他的信心让他得到了医治，对不对？
And we all know that this leper, because of his faith, he was healed.
那为什么耶稣在这里再讲一遍 ？Thy faith has made thee whole.
And why did Jesus say again, "Your faith has made you whole"?
为什么耶稣再说一次，你的信救了你
？But why would Jesus now say, "Your faith has saved you"?
你知道丁健士的翻译这句话跟张旭肉的妇人耶稣说你的信救了你一模一样哈，他说你的信心让你变得完整。Thy faith has made thee whole.
What the Lord Jesus has said here in this particular verse is identical to the woman who's been bleeding for 12 years when she was healed. The Lord Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole."
弟兄姊妹，一个不懂得感恩的人，他的整个生命是不完整的。
A person who does not know how to give thanks, this life is not complete, not whole.
一个不学会蒙恩之后会感恩的人。他的恩典的vessel 这个器皿就好像有一个破口一样。
And a person who does not know how to give thanks after receiving a grace is like a vessel that has a leak, has a crack in it.
他能再多的恩典都会漏光的。
No matter how much of God's blessings and God's grace would come upon him, it would leak away.
所以他的器皿不会满的，他不会满足的。
So this vessel would never be full, never be satisfied.
我们不仅仅要蒙恩，我们要学会感恩。
Not only do we receive grace, we need to know how to give thanks.
当我们回来感恩的时候，这个信心叫我们整个人变成一个完整的人。
And after we have received God's blessing, when we come back and give thanks to Him, we are actually made whole.
当神在我们身上的恩典，我们蒙恩的经历不会随便过去。
And the grace and the blessings that we have received, they don't casually just disappear.
信心不仅仅叫我们从神那里有所得着。
Faith allows us to receive from God.
一个更大的信心是，居然我们可以让神有所得着。
And a greater faith is that I can allow God to receive something from what He has given me.
祝福的信心让我们知道神爱我们，他愿意赐恩给我们。
And this initial faith knows that He loves us and He is willing to bless us.
而更深的信心知道神爱我们爱到一个地步，他居然渴望我们来爱他，来表向他献上感谢。
And a greater faith is that God loves us so much that He desires, He longs for us to come and give thanks to Him.
居然神可以接受人来满足他。
And that God can be satisfied by what we do for Him.
这太伟大了。
God is so awesome.
他要什么有什么。
He can have whatever He wants.
所有就有命令经历的神。
And He brings things into existence by His command.
但不管有多少的手指。
All things, all creation is in His hand.
但是这个神爱我们爱到一个地步。
But God loves us so much.
他居然他的喜乐，他的安慰，他的快乐，居然建筑在你我的身上。
His joy, His comfort is established upon you and me.
这是一个更深的信心。
This is a greater faith.
所以主说 ，My faith.
So Lord Jesus says, Your faith.
你这个信心。
This faith.
你居然会回来献上感谢的信心。
This faith that causes you to come back and give thanks to me.
你被自己后。
Make you whole.
不仅仅到这个人，整个人生是一个完整的。
Not only this person now is complete.
他在主的面前蒙更大的恩典。
But he will receive greater blessings.
而所以弟兄姊妹，今天我的题目是从蒙恩、知恩到感恩与再蒙恩，听起来好长啊。
The theme for the message today is to from receiving and knowing grace, to giving thanks, and then receiving more grace.
我是为了要把它给连接起来。
And I want to.Title in such a way so to let you know that they are actually linked together.
This is actually a cycle.
And it's actually a cycle. God bless and give grace. We receive it.
如果我们知道这是一个恩典，
that we know this is grace.
然后我们学会向神献上感谢为祭，
that we learn to give God the sacrifices of praise.
会帮助我们得到更大的恩典，
that will allow us to receive greater blessing.
那这是现在我们身上的工作。
This is the work that God is doing.
今天这边我们不仅仅是一个蒙恩，我们需要知道我们在恩典里。
Not only have we received these grace, we need to know that we are in the middle of it.
不要再去找海了，我们已经在海里面
了。
那不能够把恩典 take it for granted。
We cannot take all these graces.
这是我们不知道感恩，或是我们不喜乐最主要的原因。
And this is the primary reason why we do not know how to give thanks when we are not joyful.
我们蒙恩的感觉很快速的就消掉了。
And having received this grace, this joy all of a sudden disappears.
然后很快的我们就把它当做理所当然。
And very quickly we say this is very supposed to happen.
那昨天有一个上班族的人，他每天下班回家的路上。
A person he on his way home from work every day.
这个公司应该是在台湾哈，因为他上班前。他经过的地方呢，就有一个乞丐坐在巷口，坐在路边。
And on this way home from work, there's always this beggar that is on the street.
所以当他经过那边的时候，那个乞丐真的非常可怜，都跟他要钱。
And that beggar would just ask him in earnest for money.
所以他常常的走过去就给他10块钱，好像是新台币。
And every time he passed by, he'd give him $10.
这个给他好长一段时间以后，
and for a long period of time he's been doing this.
有一天他经过那里的时候，他给他5块钱。
And one day he passed by, he only gave him $5.
那个乞丐就已经这样看他一眼。
And so that beggar kind of just stared at him.
没想到第二次经过的时候，又是给他5块钱。
And the second time he passed by, he only gave him $5 again.
所以这个乞丐就想说，乞丐但大概不是他手中没有钱，是他。
So the beggar thinks that is probably not because he didn't have money in his pocket, because he's reducing the amount he's giving me. The beggar says, you used to give me $10, how come I'm only getting $5 nowadays? He says, buddy, I'm sorry, I just got a newborn baby at home, we got a lot more expenses, so I only give you $5 now. And all of a sudden, the beggar got so angry. How can you take my money and take care of your house? You don't understand the story, it's upside down. How can you take my money? We'll take care of your own house. If we put ourselves in the middle of that picture, can we see anything that reflects our life.
我们求得的时候, 我们会觉得是恩典,
and when we initially receive something from God, we say yes, it is grace.
但是持续了一段时间, 我们就 take it for granted, 我们认为这理所当然,
and after some time has passed by, we keep receiving this grace, we say that this is natural.
我以前在医院开完刀的时候,
我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候，我那时候 know that you are in the grace of God.
为什么只要有一天我东西都被拆掉了，我健康重新回去，我要天天感恩，我要天天感恩。
And I said, I said in my heart that when all these things are removed from me, when I come back to normal life, I'm gonna praise God every day.
那你看我回来出院以后，都要回到同学中间，人家也没看我天天感恩。
When I got out of the hospital, in the midst of my friends, my buddies in high school, they didn't really see me praising God every day.
当受难那几天，天天感恩，真高兴。
But yes, when I first got out of the hospital, oh man, I was happy. I was praising God every day.
没有几天就忘记。
Not a few days.
就是这是我们的问题。
But this is our problem.
啊，所以在这里这个圣经上里面摆了一个这么实在的故事在我们面前。
But so the scripture gives us a very real story for us.
它提醒我们两件事。
It reminds us two things.
一个，我们如果要在主的面前真正能够蒙更多的恩典的话
，Number one, if we want to receive more of God's blessings,
我们必须先把我们一个很重要的破口堵起来。
We must first fix this leak that is in this vessel.
就是我们不懂得感恩。
It's the fact that we do not know how to give thanks.
千万不要以为埋怨跟犯罪是我们的破口。
But do not think that complaints and sin is the only source of leak in this vessel.
因为我们不懂得感恩不是一个破口。
And the fact that we do not know how to give thanks, we need to realize that that is a leak.
当我们懂得感恩的时候，主说 Thy faith has made thee whole.
But when you begin to realize and know how to give thanks, the Lord will say, Your faith has made you whole.
就是我们的信心让我这个人真的完整的恩典被保留下来。
Your faith has made you complete, the grace is retained.
而且恩典会更加的增加。我们第二点要讲。
There will be more grace, and this is what we're going to get into.
另外一方面呢，当我们在这里感恩的时候。
Secondly, as you learn how to give thanks.
诗篇五十篇第十四节跟二十三节，他说：“你们要以感谢为祭献与神。”一下就说到：“凡以感谢为祭的，便是；凡以感谢献上为祭的。”便是什么荣耀我。
Psalm 15 verse 14 and 23 says, "Offer to God thanksgiving. Whoever offers praise glorifies me."
讲荣耀神很抽象。
And when we talk about glorifying God, it seems that something is very abstract.
圣经上为我们列出了几个非常实际的荣耀神的途径。
But God has given us through His Word some very practical ways on how to glorify Him.
其中 讲得这么清楚这么清楚的其中之一就是这个我们以感谢为祭献给神就是荣耀神
One of which that is so clear is when you offer words of thanksgiving as praise unto God you're glorifying Him
这个跟年龄性别你所在的地方所时间通通没有关系的
This has nothing to do with time, age, where you are and has nothing to do with these outward circumstances
任何时候当只要有神的恩典在那里信心中以感谢为祭献给神
Anytime when the children of God by faith lift up their voices in thanksgiving unto God, God is glorified.
I think this is a very real thing.
This is something very real.
We need to
learn. We need to learn.
And
I think it's our human nature not to know how to give thanks. But we need to get out of it.
而让我们能够在主的面前不仅蒙更多的福，能够把荣耀归给神。
Now when we can receive more of His blessings, we can give glory to God.
那听说在华盛顿 DC 这个邮局有一个专门的部门是处理那些没有办法送信啊，就是他们没有写地址。
And I heard that in Washington DC, this particular department, the post office, they would handle all the letters and they go on how to handle or to send these letters and see if there's anything interesting in these letters and they would, you know, take And they had a survey that was done. They said that when it comes close to Christmas at the end of the year, and 3 months before Christmas, they would begin to receive letters that are sent to Santa Claus.
而且每一年都收到成千上万的信，都是很多都是小朋友送的。They
receive tens of thousands of letters, all from little children.
啊，我收到有这个，我收到有那个。They
wish for this, wish for that.
他说很稀奇的事情。But
they say amazingly.
他说他收到这样子成千上万的信里面。And
all of these letters that he's ever received.
等到圣诞节过了以后。And
right after Christmas.
他说他只收到大概一封。
He only received one letter that comes back and thanking Santa Claus.
那我不相信其他的人都是没有收到礼物的哈，因为很多都知道圣诞老公公就是爸爸妈妈。
I don't believe that they're all.
还有其他小朋友把你秘密讲出来。
They don't receive gifts from Santa Claus because you know when you get older, you begin to realize that Santa Claus is actually mom and dad.
所以一般，你看80%-90%，你大概都会收到的。
80-90% of people when they receive such a letter.
They
expect letters of thanksgiving, but they only receive one. So ever since they're young, you begin to realize people don't know how to give thanks. And obviously, we're not forcing anyone here, we're not requesting anyone to do so. But God so delighted that man would stand on the grounds of thanksgiving and offering grace. And somebody has asked me one time, if God is so great and awesome, why does he need the thanksgiving of these people?
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.